Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 85. This chapter has 14 psukim in it. This is a good prayer to say for God to remove his harsh judgments from you and to show you loving kindness. This parak was written by the sons of Korach about the long, bitter exile, just like Hashem showed us his love by returning us to his land in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, so too Hashem should increase his love upon his nation to show us the ultimate redemption. The parak opens by expressing gratitude to Hashem for returning us to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem returning his nation back to Eretz Yisrael was a sign that he had forgiven us. Keep in mind, this was written about Jews returning to Eretz Yisrael by the second Beis HaMikdash, but obviously applies now. Hashem has begun to return his nation from captivity by bringing Jews from across the world back to Eretz Yisrael as part of the stage of Kibbutz Galus, in gathering of the exiles. The prayer continues by asking Hashem to bring us back to our homeland. Will you disgrace us forever? You've promised that you'll revive us once again. The Mefarshim point out this is reference to Tchiyas HaMesim, when God will reinfuse each body back with its neshama when all death will end forever. The prayer ends by asking God to reveal his peace, love and kindness, righteousness and truth. Okay, now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 12 it says, Emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkav. Truth will sprout from earth, justice looks down from heaven. For starters, Rashi and the Radak explain, when the Jewish nation acts with truth and integrity, then God will send down his flow of kindness from heaven. The Medrash explains, when Hashem created the world, the quality of shalom advocated for man to be created. However, the trait of emes, truth, told Hashem not to create man, because the truth is, man will mess up his world. It says Hashem then was hishlech emes arza, threw truth to the ground. So now Shalom won and Hashem created man. This is what is meant by our pasuk, Emes me'eretz titzmach. Truth will emerge from the ground, because that's where truth was thrown to. The classic question over here is, why did Hashem throw Emes to the ground, and couldn't he have dismissed Shalom instead? Rav Nosson explains, the real truth is Hashem wants Shalom. Therefore, he threw Emes to the ground. So many times we see people in the name of truth stand their ground and cause hurt feelings to others. You may have won the argument, but you lost a friend. So what did you really gain? The deeper truth is Hashem wants peace. Hashem wants shalom. We need to throw truth to the ground to humble ourselves, because the deeper ratzon, desire of God, is to have shalom. Now we can understand what's meant by emes me'eretz titzmach. Truth will emerge from the ground. The only way you'll have Hashem's truth is by being humble and putting your truth aside for the ultimate truth, which is to create shalom. Let us merit to humble ourselves before one another by putting aside our egos and seeing the truth is Hashem wants peace. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.